After nearly 20 years, Republican Representative Rob Bishop won't be seeking re-election in Utah's 1st congressional district, so the race is wide open. It's the only congressional seat in Utah that an incumbent is not defending. The district's primary race has 6 candidates, 4 Republicans and 2 Democrats, and it's the only congressional race with a Democratic primary. In the lead-up to the June 30th election, we're bringing you profiles of each candidate. KUER's Emily Means spoke with Democrat Darren Perry about public lands and being a moderate candidate.
Perry grew up in Utah's 1st congressional district. For 2 years, he served as the chairman of the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Nation, based out of Brigham City, but has since resigned as chair to run this campaign. He says his grandmother passed down his indigenous culture, and it's impacted his work on behalf of the tribe with Utah's governor, legislature, and Congress.
How we honor our elders, how we take care of people, how we honor the environment. All of those things have shaped who I am today.
Public land is one of Perry's top priorities. A congressional report shows 63% of Utah's land is owned by the federal government. Perry says it should stay that way and not be under state control.
I don't trust the state of Utah to do anything good with those lands. I believe, and I've heard lawmakers talk about, how they would sell it off to the highest bidder.
But in 2017, Perry penned a letter about the controversial designation of Bears Ears National Monument. He wrote that it wouldn't really benefit tribes. Congressman Bishop submitted that letter into the record as an argument for downsizing the monument by 85%, which President Donald Trump did in December 2017. Perry says he was never against Bears Ears, just how it was made.
If I don't like President Trump ruling by executive order, then I have to have a small problem with the way Obama created Bears Ears, even though it accomplished protecting those sacred lands.
Compared to Cheek's progressive agenda, Perry says he's the moderate candidate in the race. He says even if every Democrat in the district voted, it wouldn't be enough.
How can you engage the Republican side? Because to win, you're going to have to get a lot of Republicans to switch over and vote for you.
He says he's the candidate who can do that. Voters have already begun receiving mail-in ballots for the June 30th primary election. The registration deadline is June 19th. Emily Means, KUER News.